Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line right now Lindsay Williams, of course, author of a number of books, the energy non-crisis among them. But today we were going to be talking about his book, The Syndrome of Control. Lindsay, are you with us?
Yes, Dr. Montes, and thank you so much for letting me be on your program today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. And Lindsay was a chaplain on the oil pipeline that was built, of course, across Alaska back. When was that? Of course, it was the late 60s or so?
1974, 5, and 6.
All right, fine. And, of course, Lindsay has written a wonderful book on the energy non-crisis, and we'll be telling you later how to get that, because it points out that you hear about, we're running out of oil, we're running out of oil, peak oil, we've got to be over in Iraq because we're running out of oil. And they're not telling you their massive supplies up off the North Shore. They don't have to drill, in this wilderness reserve. There are massive amounts out in the ocean there, and they're not going to disturb the tundra, and it's not going to disturb the reindeer, and the people up there, the Eskimos, that love to have the jobs, and the thing is, they don't want the American people to know. In fact, I got hold of one of the people that Lindsay told me knew about this massive oil reserve, as much oil as they have in Saudi Arabia, and I contacted him, and he said, that's true, and I said, will you come on my program? He said, no, I still work for, and I won't tell you what oil company works for, what his name was, but he said, I just have to check to be sure it was all right. And I said, well, you know that they're not going to allow you to come on and tell the American people the truth. And I said, what about that oil reserve up there? And he said, I don't know why they've never opened it up. So he certainly verified your program, your statements, Lindsay. The massive oil deposits, and they're being lied to by the media, by the government. Everything, we've got to be over in Iraq. We've got to get that oil away. And this really is, of course, the prologue to World War III. And the oil is going to just sit up there indefinitely because they have no intention of going after it this time or telling the American people the story you have in your book, The Energy Non-Crisis. But today we're going to talk about Lindsay Williams' Syndrome of Control. Why don't you get started telling our listeners about this book?
This is one of my favorite books. It's a very fascinating book. And, Doctor, all of my books are fact, not fiction. So everything in this book is true. It's quite interesting. Numbers of years ago, when Congressman George Hanson was still in Congress, I was on speaking tour in Texas. And Congressman Hanson just happened to be in one of the speaking engagements. He was actually a speaker. And he said to me afterwards, we had both listened to each other's lecture, and he said, Lindsay, I'd like to give you some information for a book if you're crazy enough to write it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I wouldn't write it for anything in this world, because he said it might cost me my career. But he said, I'll dictate you some information if you would like to write it down. And that's what much of the information in the book Syndrome of Control is information that Congressman George Hanson gave me, and it basically is the mindset of the internationalist. Now, let me try to explain, if I may. If someone had asked me back in 1970, before I ever became a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and had the experiences I had, if they had said to me, Lindsay, do you believe there's a group of people controlling the world? I would have said, who are you, a John Bircher? You must be crazy.
Well, we're going to get back to this in just a minute here, because, of course, Lindsay learned that there really are people who control the world, because he worked with them, he met with them. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening is Lindsay Williams, and we're talking about his book, The Syndrome of Power. and a syndrome of control. And Lindsay was the chaplain on the oil pipeline that was built 74, 75, 76, Trans-Alaska. And he had the opportunity when he was working there to actually sit in on many of the major board meetings where some of the richest men in the world and the people who control the major oil companies were sitting around talking about how they were going to control things. And this was his first introduction to the fact that there really are people of great wealth who look at the world entirely differently than you and I do. In fact, in the opening pages of his book, he talks about the big problem that we have is that the average individual cannot understand how these other people think. Would you like to just explore that idea? Because it's so difficult, I think, for the average individual to believe that there are people of great wealth and power who have a completely different world vision than you and I.
They think differently than we do. They don't think in the same channels and terms that the ordinary average American thinks in. And I think the reason that the average person can't overcome the power and the force of the international financiers, or the internationalists, as I like to call them, who control the world, is because it's a near impossibility to understand how anyone could think in such diabolical terms. I'm trying to get the correct word, because it's unreal almost how these people think. They don't think in terms of dollars and cents as you and I think. They think only in terms of control of people. And if someone had asked me back in 1970, when I was just a little missionary out in Alaska, unknown, flying airplanes around, helping people, establishing churches, if someone had said to me, Lindsay, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world? I would have laughed at them and said, who are you, a John Bircher or something? You must be crazy. If someone should ask me the question in 1980, after I had written my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and had the experience I had of actually sitting in the board meetings with these people, listening to them explain the controlling and manipulation of nations, and if someone had said to me at that point, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat in their board meetings and listened to them talk about it. Everything in government is a control factor. Nothing happens by chance. Now, there is something happening over there in Iraq that's very disturbing to the average American, and in some ways would be to me if I had not seen what's happening today.
Hold that thought for just a minute, Lindsay. We want to bring our listeners back from other stations. Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest is Lindsay William. Of course, he's the author of Energy Non-Crisis. He's also the author of A Syndrome of Control. And, of course, it has writings in it written by Congressman Don Hanson. And Congressman Hanson was the congressman from Idaho for many years. He was a courageous patriot. He was arrested by our government on trumped-up charges, sent to prison, and tortured for 10 long years. And then the Supreme Court said, oh, shucks, we made a mistake. Sorry, George, your health is gone, your career is gone, your money's gone, your family's gone, but we made a mistake. They never should have put you in prison. Well, too bad. This is how they treat people. George Hanson went back to Congress and showed the other congressman his scars that he had from the torture, and well, you know what that did? It got the congressmen so scared, none of them are willing to speak out because they realize it can happen to them. There really are wicked and evil people. We've had George Hanson on our program many times in years past, but of course he's sort of faded away now because, of course, a broken man, broken by a corrupt government. He did exactly what he was told by the election department, and he did exactly what 150 other congressmen had done. But they selected him. He was attacked by the media. I remember those articles in the Wall Street Journal about what a terrible guy was. And they sent him to prison and they broke him. That's what happens when you tell the truth. But a lot of the material in this book comes from Congressman Hanson, doesn't it?
Yes. Back in the days when Congressman Hanson was still in the Congress of the United States of America, he and I both happened to be on a speaking tour together in the state of Texas. And I remember one time after one of our speaking engagements, he and I both had listened to each other as we lectured, and he said to me, Lindsay, I'd like to give you some information for a book that will be some of the most startling that you probably have ever heard in your life. And he said, if you're crazy enough to write it, I'll dictate it. And he sat down with a tape recorder and dictated much of the information that is found in my book, Syndrome of Control.
And he was a senior member of the House Banking Committee, so he knew about the people who really ran the country, because he was on the congressional committee that was investigating banking.
That's correct. In fact, nothing happens in government by chance. Everything happens by design plan. And when Congressman Hansen dictated this information to me, and I put it in the book, Syndrome of Control, it's really the favorite of all of my books. Now, I've authored 6 books, but if I could take one that I still enjoy going back and reading from time to time myself, it's Syndrome of Control. And it really came about as a result of a moral obligation that I felt after being the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and having the experiences that I did of sitting in the board meetings with some of the most wealthy, controlling, manipulative, power-hungry people on the face of the earth. And it was really by the providence of God, because I was just a little chaplain, a missionary out in the in Alaska's bush country, flying airplanes and so on, and I heard that the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was going to be built. And I went to the oil companies and I said, "Don't you need a chaplain?" Well, they kind of laughed at me at first, and then they said, "Oh, we'll allow you in the work camps." And they assigned me to the northern area, which is the Prudhoe Bay area where the big oil field is. Well, about 6 months later, they came to me and they said, "You're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees we aren't having to pay for. We'd like to offer you executive status." And I said, "What does that mean?" They said, "Well, we can't pay you anything because your religious denomination pays you, but we'd like to give you an executive pass. You can go any place you'd like, see anything you want to see. We'd invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity and help out the relationship between management and labor." Dr. Stan, what I saw and heard and lived for 3 years' time, as I rubbed shoulders by the providence of God with the most powerful, controlling people on the face of this earth, literally changed my life. There is no doubt but that there is a group of people on the face of the earth who manipulate governments, control currencies, control presidents and leaders of nations, and nothing in government happens by chance. Even this oil crisis and the price of gasoline at the gas pump. The price of gasoline at the gas pump today, now this is a rather startling statement, and I could not make it had I not literally heard these people talk and rubbed shoulders with them, sat across the table from them at Prudhoe Bay in executive dorms. The price of gas at the gas pump today is a form of taxation.
Well, how would you explain to our listeners how that is a form of taxation?
Well, if the World Bank came in and said, "We're going to tax every American so many dollars," there's not a person out there that wouldn't rise up in arms and say, "Not on your life. We aren't paying it to someone else. We'll pay it to our government only, of course, that we pay enough as is." But if they came in and said, "We are going to tax you, the World Bank, we're going to tax you, the power controllers, the internationalists, as I call them, we're going to tax you," no way in this world would you do it. They had to find a way of taxing the entire world, and there is a way to do it. Just raise the price of gas at the gas pump, and every time it goes up a penny, they make so many more millions or billions, and it does not go, as many people think, to the oil-supplying nations of the world, because OPEC does not control the price of a gallon of gasoline. The price of a gallon of gasoline is determined by the people, and the price of a barrel of crude oil is determined by the people who sit behind the computers in New York and London and tell the Arabs and the other countries of the world what price they're going to give them for that barrel of oil for that particular day.
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting that we're told it's a matter of supply and demand, and of course some people have suggested that maybe what the United States should do is sell some of the 660 million barrels or billion barrels of oil that we have stashed away. People don't understand that instead of doing, selling some of our oil reserves, we're continuing to buy to create the shortage, and they're buying 160 barrels of oil, 160,000 barrels of oil every day to put into the reserve to increase the shortage so they can justify raising the price of oil. And then the president sits back and says, oh, we feel so terribly sorry that the price is going up, but we're going to continue filling up all the reserves and these oil, these salt domes down there along the Gulf Coast. And so they're buying, you know, when there's a shortage at high prices to increase the shortage. But you can't tell the American people that they really want to run the price of oil up. And this is part of a means of getting us out of our cars, already of controlling us. They've got to say, oh, it's those terrible Arabs over there. They're the ones. It's the cartel.
Yes. In fact, in my book, Syndrome of Control, I explain in detail the mindset of the international financiers, how they think, why they think that way, why they do what they do. Let me give one example that I've jotted down here today because it's so fascinating to understand how these people think. They don't think in terms like the average American thinks at all. Let's take, for instance, South America and the country of Brazil. Many, many years ago, Brazil was in financial trouble, and of course they are in worse financial trouble today. But they were in real bad financial trouble after the building of Brasilia and many other things that they did in the development of that country. And so they went to the World Bank and they said, we would like to get a line of credit. We need some money. So they loaned them so many billions of dollars, and the World Bank said, well, we need some collateral. And so Brazil said, okay, we have some of the richest land and some of the richest area in the entire world, which is the Amazon River Basin. So the World Bank gave Brazil a computer entry. That's all in the world they gave them. They gave them a line of credit, which was a computer entry, and they took as collateral the entire Amazon River Basin. Well, a few years went by, and Brazil was in no better shape than they were to begin with. And the World Bank, of course, knew that. And whenever they took the Amazon River Basin as collateral on a line of credit, which was a computer entry, you know, the whole thing is such a Ponzi scheme. And so the World Bank comes back and says, oh, well, Brazil, you're in worse shape than you were a few years ago when we gave you that line of credit. We are going to have to foreclose. And so Brazil said, oh, we've got to have more money. We can't, we're going to bankruptcy. Brazil can't continue like this. So the World Bank says, okay, we'll have to take the Amazon River Basin as our collateral. Yes, what you gave us. Now, we will take that, and we'll be glad to give you another line of credit, which, of course, is nothing but a computer entry in their books. And so they took it. Today, the World Bank owns the Amazon River Basin. They're robbing it. It's some of the wealthiest land on the face of the earth. And what did they give for it? They got it for nothing but a line of credit, a computer entry. There's nothing Brazil can do about it. And yet Brazil is in debt to them for billions of dollars. And they are taking the most valuable land on the face of the earth for nothing but a computer entry. Now, this is the way these people think, and this is exactly what they're doing to the American people at the gas pump today. They're robbing you, $40, $45, $50 to fill up a gas tank on an automobile when you used to fill it up for $10 and $15 and $20 maximum. So what are they doing? They're taxing every American today. It is a form of taxation, and where does it go? Oh, yes, some of it goes to OPEC. Some of it winds up where you think it goes, but not the majority of it. The majority of it winds up in the hands of the richest people on the face of the earth, who basically control nations and manipulate currencies, did what I just said to South America and Brazil, and they're doing it to the American. And until we Americans wake up and know the mindset of these people, please, a little later in the program, I'm going to tell you how you can get my book, Syndrome of Control. In fact, I'm going to give it away as a gift. I feel such an urgency to help the American people understand the mindset and the control factor of the international financiers who are robbing you at the gas pump today.
And, of course, the oil industry is controlled by the Rockefellers. They were, of course, during the early part of the century to divide up their holdings into, I believe it was five different companies, but they owned all five companies, Standard Oil of New Jersey, Standard Oil of California, Standard Oil of Nebraska, and they cheap changed the names But the control is always the same. It's estimated that their wealth is in the neighborhood of $100 trillion, but you're not going to hear that from Rush Limbaugh.
Really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to mention we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for them. We can only tell you that a lot of the people who use them make medical claims and say that they really do help them. And as far as, well, the gel, people tell us it's good for rashes, and it's good for acne, and it's good for itching, and it's good for just about anything. Some people even put it on their aching joints. And all we can tell you is that people tell us that it does a great job. Joyce Riley has used this with a lot of Gulf War veterans, and she sold on it. I wouldn't be without it. I use the moisturizing soap. I use the gel every day. My wife uses this, the neutralizer for her heartburn. So you may want to try them. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the introductory offer for Miracle 2 soap products. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Lindsay Williams is certainly one of my favorite guests, and I hope he's one of yours as well. He's the author of The Energy Non-Crisis. How many copies of that did you get out across around the world?
Dr. Stan, I really don't know. We've had numbers of printings of that book. Energy Non-Crisis, of course, became a bestseller. Also, my second book, To Seduce a Nation, became a bestseller. And then after that, I wrote the book Syndrome of Control, which we're talking about today. And then, of course, the book You Can Live. All four of these books are so important for today, considering the price that we're paying at the gas pump. only if we understand the mindset, the thinking patterns, the thought patterns of the international financiers, the people who control the world, will we ever be able to overcome the price of the gallon of gasoline at the gas pump. They continue to raise it. In fact, I understand that gasoline at the gas pump is going up about 10 cents only within the past 7 days. So if ever a book was important, it's the book Syndrome of Control, and it really is just that. The name of the game is control. It's really not money. Even though that's what they're charging you more off at the gas pump, yet the real factor is a matter of controlling the human being and the human race, and they do. They control the government of the United States of America. They controlled Congressman George Hansen, which you and I talked about just a few moments ago, and finally broke the man. They're controlling our nation in every factor. They controlled Brazil through that line of credit on the Amazon River Basin today. And the price of that gallon of gasoline at the gas pump is nothing but a form of taxation that the money basically finally winds up in the pockets of the World Bank and the people who control the world. Now, I would never have known this had it not been by the providence of God that I was the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and was by invitation invited to sit in on the board meetings with some of the most powerful, controlling, manipulative people on the face of the earth. And I remember one night I went back to my dorm room. I lay down on my bed, looked up at the ceiling, and I said, "Oh God, I can't believe that there are any people on the face of the earth so diabolically wicked as those that I have just been in the board meeting with." Talking about controlling nations, manipulating currencies, doing things to people. And I said, how can anyone possibly do such as this? If they spent $1 million a day writing checks, they couldn't spend all of their own wealth. So it's not all just money, even though that does play a great factor. But the name of the game is control and manipulation of people and control of nations. And they do. And they control every nation on the face of the earth by certain ways.
But, of course, I noticed when I read your book, you talk about internationalism, and then you talk about Satanism. Do you feel there's a spiritual component to what's going on?
Oh, positively. In fact, when Jesus Christ was on earth and was tempted by Satan, one of the things that Satan offered to Christ was all the nations on the face of the earth. He took him up and let him look over all of them, and he said, "I will give them to you." Now, if he had not owned them, Christ would have immediately rebuked him and said, "No, don't dare try to offer me those. They don't belong to you." But he didn't. In fact, he didn't accept his offer and turned him down. The truth of the matter is that he is the one who controls governments and nations and the internationalists and the international financiers and the World Bank and all of these things. They will someday belong to Christ, but as of that moment, Christ would not accept them because Satan did own them, and you're right. The name of the game is control and manipulation of people.
And I think that it's so trite to say, well, these people have sold their souls to the devil, but there really are people who have. There are other people who are manipulated without ever knowing it, but there's some who knowingly know that. And we'll be having a minister a little later this week who's been in the music business, and he's talked to people. You get his videos, you'll see the interviews with these people who say, yes, we sold our soul to Satan for popularity, the opportunity to make a lot of money in the music business, and we owe our allegiance to him. Then these people are not just joking. This is the truth, and I suspect this is true with many of these people of great wealth and great power who are really not interested in money. They're interested in controlling you and corrupting our society, and boy, they're sure doing a good job of it today, aren't they?
Well, they're doing a marvelous job.
And I think it's about time the American people understood what we're really up against, because they're certainly not going to hear this from so many of the people now. Good minister right out there, and they're acknowledging what's going on, but a lot of ministers don't want to talk about Satan. They don't want to talk about the real spiritual battle that's going on. All they want to do is tell you God is a God of love, which he is. But also remember, like any good father, when, of course, the children have vexed him too much, he's also a God of wrath and a God of vengeance. We'll be back here in just a few minutes here at Radio Liberty.
What really happened in Oklahoma City? Well, a very important video is the cover-up in Oklahoma City. It really consists of film clips that were actually taken from video footage shot during the first 2 or 3 days after the bombing. And you'll actually hear the commentators in Oklahoma City talking about the second bomb, the third bomb that had been disarmed. Now, if they were actually disarming bombs there, why didn't we hear that throughout the rest of the country? You'll actually hear an interview with one of the gentlemen who was in the Murrah building at the time that the bomb went off, and he had time then to jump underneath his desk before the blast blew in from outside. Obviously, there were two bombs, one inside, one outside. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention that there's going to be a conspiracy conference. It's going to be held up in the Santa Clara area. It's going to be fairly close to Great America there, and it's at the Sheraton Hotel, as I remember. But anyway, it's going to be this coming weekend, the 29th and 30th, Memorial Day weekend, and there's going to be a lot of great speakers there. There's going to be a few I disagree with, but I'm going to be there, although I'll not be speaking. We'll have a booth. There'll be a lot of booths. You're going to see the people on our side. You're going to see some people from the dark side as well. But you better understand what this is really all about, and I don't know a better way for you to really understand so much of what we talk about than to come to the Conspiracy Conference. The number is 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. Or go to their website at conspiracycon.com. Joyce Riley will be there, Dr. Horowitz, certainly Eric Schuffschmidt, Rodney Stitch, I hope will be there. But come, and I think you'll learn a lot about what's really going on. That's a conspiracy conference. It's this coming weekend, and it's in Santa Clara. And if you need more information, just give our number a call, and we'll get that 209 number for you again. Then I certainly want to mention that if you are concerned about what's happening to our country, you need to help us re-educate the American people about the fundamentals, the Christian fundamentals that were once the foundation of this country, that are ridiculed today, that are never taught in school. But 150 years ago, everybody knew America was a Christian nation. You need to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution by calling 886-730-9796. That's 886-730-9796. And ask for a kit on the Institute of the Constitution, or go to their website at iotconline.com. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, I'm going to let you right now tell our listeners how they can get your video and your books.
Well, Dr. Stan, my book, Syndrome of Control, is 214 pages. It is not a pamphlet. It is a full-length book. And if the people in the listening audience would like an in-depth book in their library that explains to them how the power controllers of the world think. Now, this is written by a person who literally was there. I sat in their board meetings. I heard them talk. I sat across the table from them in the dorms. For dinner. I knew what they were saying. I was appalled at what I heard. I had been a minister, Baptist minister, for many, many years, and had a difficult time believing that such people lived on the face of the earth such as this, that all they thought about was the manipulation and control of people. Now, this goes into many areas. It goes into energy, which is what's happening at the gas pump today. And the price of the gallon of that gasoline at the gas pump is a form of taxation. So I produced a videotape entitled The Energy Non-Crisis. It's 1 hour long. It explains what's happening, why we have plenty of gas, crude oil, that there's no shortage of gasoline whatsoever. But let me explain just before I give a phone number where you can obtain my book. In fact, my book, Syndrome of Control, I want to give it away today. That is correct. My book, Energy Non-Crisis, I want to give away as a gift. If you went to a bookstore and paid for this, you'd probably pay $7 or $8 for it. It's a full-length book. My book, Syndrome of Control, I likewise would like to give it away today. And my book, You Can Live, To Seduce a Nation, and my book, You Can Live. All four of these books, I have three videotapes that I produced. One is entitled The Energy Non-Crisis, and it's a must. When you go to the gas pump, you need to know the truth, and I've produced a one-hour videotape on that. A second one is a videotape I produced on vaccinations. Now, you say, how does vaccinations fit into the control of the world? Well, let me read a statement by Dr. W.B. Clark of Indiana. He says, cancer was practically unknown until compulsory vaccination with cowpox vaccine began to be introduced. I have had to deal with at least 200 cases of cancer, and I never saw a case of cancer in an unvaccinated person. Vaccinations, that's exactly right. What they give to a little child, a baby, MMR, DPT, vaccinations that many people have received. And yet, today, we are having massive amounts of cancer. In fact, you may have seen just recently, it was a number of different articles in USA Today, and one of them was entitled, Study Links Antibiotics to Breast Cancer Risk. My goodness, if the average person knew the truth about vaccinations, they would rise up in arms. And I have produced a one-hour videotape on vaccinations. Let me read you one other. Dr. Dennis Turnbull, he says, I have studied cancer for 30 years. I've had no hesitation in stating that, in my judgment, the most frequent disposing condition of cancer's development is infused into the blood by vaccination and revaccination. You must know the fact about vaccinations. Oh, I wish we could do an entire program on it sometimes.
I'll tell you what, we will, Lindsay, but let's go ahead. I'll get you back and we'll do it.
And a third videotape that I've done is entitled Deadly New Diseases. It fits into all of this, too. Just call 800-321-2900. Now, with every videotape, I have three or four different videotapes here that they can explain to you. But I would like to give you a set of all four of my books. And you'd pay about $35 for these books if you bought them at a bookstore. Energy Non-Crisis, my second book, To Seduce a Nation, my third one, Syndrome of Control, which we're talking about today, and then You Can Live. I'd like to give you as a gift all four of these books with any one off or as many off my videotapes as you purchase for only $25. I'd like to give you $35 worth of books because I feel such an urgency for the American people to know the truth. So just call this number. The operator standing by right now. 800, it won't cost you a thing. Just call 800-321-2900. That's 800-321-2900. And let me give you a copy of Syndrome of Control with any one of my videotapes.
All right, fine. Well, fascinating book, Syndrome of Control. One of the chapters is entitled Revealing Letters of a Banker to His Son. Are those real letters, or were this certainly what this man who'd studied the finance for so long came up with this in Cy Foster's book?
Dr. Montes, I was traveling in a certain city back a number of years ago, and a person brought to me some letters, and he said, Lindsay, you'll have to take my word for it that these are real. I actually saw the letters themselves. And he said, I cannot tell you where, I cannot give them to you. And he said, I can let you copy some of it. And he said, believe me on the authenticity of it. And I knew the man, that he was an honest person. These letters were literally written by one of the wealthiest men on the face of the earth to his son to explain how his son, who was an international financier, was supposed to think and consider the entire world, considering the occupation that he was going to be, his father being one of the power controllers of the world. They are one of the most revealing, fascinating, believe me, they are for real. They were literally written by a banker to his son, and these letters are real.
Well, I think that people have to understand that the banking system creates money out of nothing and then charges the interest on what you buy from them or borrow from them, and that's covered in Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and it's included here. Everything is built upon debt, and they get, of course, interest on the debt. They've set up a phony system, and when this thing comes cascading down, and I fear it's going to very soon, we're going to wipe out the middle class of America, but that's what happens when they turn from God's ways to the ways of this world. Well, let's go to Nathan, who's calling us from Contra Costa. Nathan, do you have a question for our guest?
All right, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is one of the most fascinating programs I've listened to in a long time.
Well, aren't all of our programs fascinating?
Of course. Pastor, I agree with you in a lot of what you're saying. I guess my question I would have for you, and I would have for any guest, is what is your notion of what the solution is?
All right, that's a good question. Do you want to take that on the air or off the air?
I actually have a little comment at the end.
All right, fine. Well, what would you say to Nathan, who's saying, well, yes, you've laid out the problem. Yes, we know that everything is manipulated. We know there are men who really rule the world from behind the scenes. They control the media so that we don't ever talk about this. In fact, anybody who talks about this is immediately equated with communism or the black helicopter group or the people who believe there was a conspiracy behind the assassination of John Kennedy. And then you hear the laughter in the background, of course. So how do you respond to people who say this couldn't be true? And besides that, what's the solution? Is there a solution to it?
Nathan, you could not have asked a more honest question if you had tried. And the solution basically would begin, say, for instance, with you, Nathan, listening to this program today. The first thing you need to do is know how to prove that this is right or wrong. You must know the facts. Once you know the facts, know the issues, can prove it, and can document it, then, of course, you can begin to take some action. For instance, there's a man right now in Alaska that just called me a few weeks ago, and he was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, was in government in the state of Alaska. He now has become irate because of what's happening to energy and gasoline prices. And he said, Lindsay, we'd like to have you come to Alaska and explain this to some of our congressmen up here that I think I can get together to listen to you. And I said, well, Senator Hugh Chant wrote the foreword to my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, because he was sitting in the Senate of the state of Colorado when the men came from Washington to brief them on the energy crisis back in the 80s. And he came to Alaska then, I'm sorry, in the 70s, and he came to Alaska, spent a week with me on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and the last day he was there, he said to me, Lindsay, everything that I heard in that briefing, sitting in the Senate of the state of Colorado, when the men briefed me that came from Washington, D.C., was the exact opposite of what the truth is. He said they intentionally lied to me. He said, now that I've been here on the pipeline, have met with Mr. Ken Fromm and Jim Lawler and others oil company executives, he said, I realize that we have as much crude oil on the North Slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. And he was willing to write the foreword to my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, a senator from the state of Colorado who literally came to Alaska. Now, he learned the facts. He could prove what he had heard. And Nathan, that's exactly the very first step that you need to take, is to be able to prove, know the issues, document it. Then, of course, you can begin to take action in accordance with your own lifestyle. So that's where my book, Syndrome of Control, comes in, and I'd love to give you a copy.
Okay. Anything else, Nathan?
Yeah, it's about what you were saying before about how Satan controls the governments of this world. You know, as I read the scriptures, I see really only two kinds of governments. One, the government of the Yetzir HaTov, the good inclination, godly government, Moses. And then all the other governments of the Yetzir Hara, or the evil inclination. I have to tell you, gentlemen, that it's very scary, but I don't see majority rule anywhere in there, nor do I believe any such thing has ever really existed on this earth. I'm not against our system of government, but I don't think that it lasts long. It's either going to go to God or it's going to go to the other direction, and I fear we're going the wrong direction.
I think you're absolutely right, and just remember, Nathan, that we were never set up to be a democracy. We were set to be a republic, and we were to be governed by laws, and those are to be God's laws, not
exactly.
The laws of men.
We should be governed by God's laws. The fact that we're not is apostasy.
Amen to that. God bless. Thanks so much. And I would point for our listeners who did not hear my remarks at the early part of this program, of course, I'm skeptical about everything, so I tracked down one of the men who Lindsay has mentioned. I will not tell you his name, but I talked to him personally, and he confirmed this massive pool of oil up off the north slope of Alaska around Gull Island. And his remark to me was, and of course, he's looking back over 30 years since they struck this this gusher there. And he said, I never have understood why they haven't released that. They've just got it tied up, and it's sitting there, you know, and of course, it'd be very, very cheap to get it out of the ground. But of course, we're not doing that. What we're doing is driving the price up, creating artificial shortages, making ourselves dependent on the Arabs, justifying the war over in the Middle East, saying, oh, well, we've got to protect our oil. We're running out of oil. If you've heard of Hubert's Peak, you know, we're just about out of oil. It's only a matter of time before we will all have to go back to riding horses because the energy will be gone. Or maybe we'll come up with an other alternative, maybe the hydrogen car or the one of these other hybrids that are coming up with. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that you need to read what Lindsay has said. You need to contemplate it and realize that everything you're reading is just not true. We've got Daryl calling in from Pennsylvania. Hi, Daryl. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan and Lindsay. And I have Lindsay's four books. I'm ashamed to say I've only read one of them, but the one I read was The Energy Non-Crisis. And I certainly would urge everyone to get that. And I have a question for Lindsay, and that is, you had mentioned in the book that they had tremendous strikes, oil strikes off of Gull Island. Are they still capped?
Yes, that field is still capped. Not one bit has ever been allowed to be produced. There have been no lease sales on the field as of this day, yet it is the largest pool of oil ever discovered on the face of the earth. And I can say emphatically, as Dr. Stan Montes called the name of the, called the home of the oil company executive that I gave him the name of, who is now retired, and I think he probably made the statement.
No, he's not retired. That's the reason he wouldn't come on my program.
Oh, he's not retired.
He's not retired,
well,
no.
There is as much crude oil on the north slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. America could be energy independent tomorrow morning. There is no need for the increase of the price of a gallon of gasoline at the gas pump. And if ever people need to know the facts, please know them now.
Okay, anything else, Daryl?
I urge everyone to support Radio Liberty, and God bless and thank you both.
All right, thank you, Daryl. Okay, fine. That was Daryl calling in from Pennsylvania. And of course, our telephone number, if you'd like to get in here before the program ends, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Of course, we'll try to get the information. We've got Gary, and Gary is calling from Ohio. Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Dr. Stan. Hi, Pastor. Thanks for taking
my
call. I have one very, very brief question, then I'll hang up so you can answer off air if you feel the question is worthy. I was wondering, sir, in your research, Pastor, whether you had seen any connection to the Vatican or any of that type of organization, and I'll hang up now.
All right,
thank
fine.
You.
Thank you. And so have you heard any or discovered any connection to the Vatican in your work?
I have heard, but since my experience is amongst the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and the people that I rub shoulders with there, that has not been my expertise, so I honestly can't answer the question. But to say I have heard so, yes. And one of the greatest areas of America that is hurting so much today is the American farmer. As you know, Dr. Stan, they have put the little farmer out of business. And unless you went into the massive borrowing of money, which of course goes right back to the internationalist again, and I had one of the leading video studios of America came to me a number of years ago, and they said, Lindsay, we'd like to produce a videotape on what's happening to the family farm. They came in with their entire crews, they came in with their nice video machines, and they produced a professionally done Hollywood-style video entitled Torn from the Land, and they said, don't you ever tell who produced it for you. I did the narration on it, and they handed me the original copy, and they said, get it out as much as you can and tell what's happening to the family farm. And if you want to know a major part of the conspiracy and food in relation to what they're doing to food, be sure and get my videotape. It's a 1-hour, professionally produced, by a Hollywood studio production. I cannot tell who produced it, and they handed me the videotape, and it's entitled Torn from the Land. They even produced their own musical score for it, and it is a major part of the conspiracy. And I use the word conspiracy at this point because those who have already listened to the program to this point are realizing that there positively is a control factor out there of a group of people who control the world. So if you happen to call into our 800 number, be sure and call 800-321-2900, and one of those videotapes is entitled Torn from the Land. Oh, the family farmer, my heart goes out to them.
All right, let's go to Dave calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave, how are you doing?
Quick question for your guest, sir. According to a recent New American Magazine article, they talked about the fact that the federal government, because of regulations, has kept companies from drilling our own oil. So that's part of the picture, too, correct, of our high oil prices?
Right.
The fact that producers are barred by laws from producing our own oil?
Absolutely.
Yes. They will not allow us to produce from our own soil, and it's by a design plan.
And I think it's about time the American people understand this is part of a planned program to destroy this country, to impoverish our people, to wipe out the middle class. And it's coming like a freight train right down the tunnel at us. Lindsay, thanks very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And we'll be getting to talk to you real soon on one of our other programs. And we'll do a program sometime on vaccines. How's that?
I'd love it.
God bless. Bye-bye. And this is Dr. Stan. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. And of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building, but blackout across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I have to tell our listeners that we carry the Big Berkey products, and we carry the Big Berkey, which is made out of stainless steel. It's standard approach. It's been used by missionaries for 150 years. You pour a couple of gallons in the top. It goes down through ceramic filters packed with activated carbon. Comes out the bottom, and it's removed most of the pesticides and herbicides and the bacteria and the taste and the bad taste, the chlorine, and does really a great job of cleaning up your water. And it was the standard until recently, used all throughout the world, available here from Radio Liberty. There are four ceramic filters in it. It's $279, and you can get this in every state except for California and Iowa. However, we do have something called the Berkey Light, and that's made out of Lexan, just about the same size. You put a couple of gallons in the top. Instead of having four filters, it has two, but they're much larger filters. They're called the Black Berkey filters, and they're not really, we call them water purifiers, because they do a much better job of taking out the herbicides and pesticides and all the other sides that are in there, and you just can't get hardly any bacteria out there to the 10th or 4th, 5th, 6th power, something like that. Less than in 1 in a billion won't come through as far as the bacteria are concerned. Does a great job to cleaning up your water. It's only $199, but you have to replace those filters every couple of years. Now, with both the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light, you can get the post filters that'll take out the fluoride, the arsenic, and the lead and MTBE. So if you'd like to see them, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to buy one, and let me suggest, you really need something on hand, because you can get by without food, but you can't get by without water, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here to wrap up today's program and to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you agree with us that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and cultural and ideological and, yes, a military and educational and financial battlefield, and that the average individual has no idea about the dark spiritual forces that are really out there, why, we hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to keep our 60 outlets every single week. And we want to expand theirs, but we can't do it without your help. So we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call there, and you can get the copy of the newsletter. Go to our website, and, of course, you'll hear our programs there 3 hours a day, and then there's connections to the other two networks, the American Freedom Network. Of course, here we're on the Genesis Network. It's GCN. Live.com, GCNLive.com, and the American Freedom is AmericanNewsNet.com, and of course we are RadioLiberty.com, and you can listen to our programs. We have a number of archive programs which you have our permission to pull down and to copy, and we don't charge you anything to listen to our programs, but we hope that you will want, of course, to get in and involve with us, helping us to get the truth out. Now, you can pull down our newsletters off our website. Of course, you can get them free if you give us a call. If you don't have the Internet, but if you have the Internet, why not pull down at RadioLiberty.com a copy of our newsletters. You'll see the various items. We do sell a few items to help subsidize what we do. We have a radio. We have the Big Berkey and the Berkey Light. And if you get them through us, you get a free video or a free 4-tape set. And we carry Phenopoly, and we have 2 or 3 other products. The Robinson Homeschool Curriculum, we think it's a great program. It's all on CDs. For you get your children all the way from grammar school to high school graduation for $199.95. You can't really beat that. So go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. We hope you want to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, because it'll take you behind the scenes to an understanding of the secret societies that have existed since the beginning of time, and of course the secret that has been passed down by the sages of these secret societies. They exist. They're real. You see their emblems every place. You just don't recognize them. You need to get the book, The Freemasonic and Occult Emblems, and you see all these emblems, you suddenly realize that you see them every day, and you have no idea what they were. And they're counting on your being so stupid and gullible that you'll just simply gloss over them, because they hide their emblems in plain sight. So that, the Freemasonic and occult symbols, and of course you can get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get a video on Iraq, The Untold Story. You really want to get the video, Diaprax. It's the story of the church growth movement that's sweeping across America and leading the people in our churches into a new message and a new type of music. And of course, we're told in the end times there's going to be a great apostasy. I fear it's upon us. All you need to do is begin to water down the message of Christianity and make it more acceptable to men, so they'll want to come in and join the church. But if you're going to water down the message, why would anybody want to die for a watered down message? And one day you may be called to die for your faith. Are you willing to die for a watered down faith that everybody just loves everybody else and no understanding what God's really all about? Well, they're changing the message and the music of the church. You need to get our four-tape set on the church growth movement, our video, Diaprax in the Church, our 4-tape set on musical madness, and, of course, the book, The Crisis in Christian Music, to understand what they're doing to our churches and to our music. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Please remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.